USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As Russia claims to gain control of the Luhansk region in eastern Ukraine, some are skeptical of Ukraine's goal to regain all territory seized by Russia. Appearing on Fox News Sunday, Strategic Communications National Security Council Coordinator John Kirby says that Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is the one who will decide when a ceasefire with Russia is appropriate.
Even President Zelensky will tell you that the time is not now for those discussions, and certainly President Putin has shown no indication that he's interested in negotiated talks. In fact, quite the contrary, he continues to not only lash out in the Donbass, but conducts airstrikes now in places like Kyiv.
According to the latest AAA station survey, the national average price for a gallon of regular gas is $4.81 a gallon. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733.
4th of July fireworks are an annual tradition, but also a yearly concern, especially for states in the West facing drought conditions, which are prime for sparking wildfires. A team of scientists signed a letter imploring Americans and cities across the western United States to pause their fireworks celebrations. And Flagstaff, Arizona is listening by holding a laser light show in lieu of a large fireworks display.
The laser light show will be set to music, it'll be festive, it'll be fun, and I think it will check the boxes for a 4th of July celebration.
Sarah Langley, Flagstaff City spokesperson, that audio courtesy of News Nation. Minnesota detectives are conducting a homicide investigation after four bodies are pulled from a lake north of St. Paul. The exact cause of death has not yet been determined. Authorities believe the deaths are the result of a triple murder-suicide. This is USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. My Pillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance My Pillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere My Pillows, and a 6-piece towel sets on special. Go to mypillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at My Pillow. mypillow.com/USA.
As educators prepare for the upcoming school year, what exactly is being taught in the classroom? From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has details.
As the education system of our kids continues to be examined, are the young ones getting an education that will prepare them for the future? Quisha King on Fox News is the senior director at Moms for America.
Children across the country are not reading at a fourth grade level. A fourth grade level by the time that they are in fourth grade. And so, I mean, that is astonishing that America is producing children and graduating children that cannot read at levels that they need to. It is very important that we pay attention to not only, you know, the social issues, but actually what are they learning when they are in these government schools? Are they getting what they need to be prepared for the next phases of life?
Disneyland's Pirates of the Caribbean ride is open once again after a 4-month closure. The ride was shut down at the beginning of March for regular maintenance and reopened Friday. Fans were happy to see Johnny Depp's Captain Jack Sparrow animatronic still on the ride after his recent legal battles with ex-wife Amber Heard. And finally, if you are traveling over the summer, please remember, take our news with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News wherever you download your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.